countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our marked price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, many of you will know that we've been following events on the farm of Catherine Quinn and her granddaughter Hannah Quinn Mulligan in Limerick throughout the pandemic. Catherine has been cocooning for almost a year on the farm, but last week she left to get her first COVID-19 vaccination in what was a special day and an emotional day for both herself and Hannah.
Wouldn't you know, there'd be a guard at checkpoint just as on the day you're going to get your vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh, he says these are two suspicious characters now.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've been stopped.
Is it the first time you've been stopped?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. You must look like a good citizen,
yeah.
Granny.
Yeah,
is that really your first guard at checkpoint?
Yeah.
You haven't been?
I haven't been anywhere.
The sun is shining for it anyway. Is this where the doctor's is up here?
Yeah, the car park is fairly full,
alright.
Hiya.
Catherine Quinn.
Catherine Quinn. You stay in the car, okay? We'll call you in once we're ready. There's some light reading there.
Thank you.
No homework.
I feel excited about you getting your vaccine. Are you excited about getting it?
I am excited, yes. I am very pleased and very, very happy to be getting it. I think it's a good day, and the fact the sun is shining makes it even better. I hope when I get the next vaccination, which is next month, that we might be able to go for a road trip to Fenor and have a little drive around the Burren, and apart from that, just meeting my family and friends, and maybe in the summer to be able to go to some agricultural shows if they're going to be allowed to go
wheeling
ahead.
And dealing, that's essentially it, is it?
Well, just meeting old friends and people that I haven't seen for well over a year.
Has it been a little bit odd hearing your sisters, Auntie Margaret and Auntie Bidsey, over in England chatting to you about having their vaccines? And I mean, they're both younger than you.
It has. Well, it sort of makes me wonder, I suppose, what we're doing here.
Oh, here we go.
Catherine, do you want to grab a seat here? You'll be called in shortly.
I will, yes.
If you don't mind popping across the road and come back in about 25 minutes.
That's fine, I can do that. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Action stations.
Action stations. Okay.
Oh, here she is already. Hello, hello.
Hello, Emma.
That didn't take too long.
No, I've been let out. You have to sit in the chair for 5 minutes or so.
Got water, bottle of water,
and sweets.
Jeannie, back.
Yeah. Really looked after. So well organised, and yeah.
And you feel fine?
Yes, I feel fine. Yes,
We've been cocooning together now for the last year, but it's flown, actually.
It has. But I think we'll feel safer. I'll feel safer. And hopefully you'll feel less worried, because I think you do get anxious at times. And I tend to forget. But, yeah. So, yeah.
It hasn't been a hardship, though. I know we hear lots of people on the radio and everything saying that it's been really tough, and I can see that. But, I mean, if it meant keeping you safe, I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Yes. And it hasn't been that hard for us.
I think Uncle Sean's funeral was hard.
That was very hard. Yes. I lost my younger brother. He was that has come as a big shock, and really hard for me. because of the memories of him as a child, and I was, you know, 10 or 11 years old when he was born. And then not being able to sort of even touch my nieces and at the funeral. So, yeah. I was thinking about him this morning and thinking that even the nurse giving the vaccination just said there that it's not before time. And she said really and truly that they had hoped to have had it a couple of months ago. And if he had had it a couple of months ago, he'd be alive today. So he must have become infected around the time of his birthday, which was the first week in January. And he was only barely 69 years of age and had only just retired. So it's very sad for all of us, and particularly for his wife and children.
Sad for you too.
Oh, it is. It is sad, yeah. It is very sad. I think of him, you know, go for days and I don't think too much about him, and then it hits. I think about him a lot, maybe in one particular day.
But the sun is shining today.
The sun is shining and today's a lovely day. Today's a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Can we go home and see our cows?
Mm-hmm. I think we will.
And that was Catherine Quinn and her granddaughter, Hannah Quinn Mulligan, there. And the team here at Countrywide would like to extend our sympathy to Sean's wife, Margaret, and daughters, Mairead, Emer and Roisin, and indeed to Catherine and her siblings too. And that report there, in many ways, I'm sure, resonates with a lot of people in homes throughout Ireland this Saturday morning. Now,